that?
Double it on his way, but before he gets here.
Rishus, the Rosh Stolel. Rishus, Maxon. Moirai, Raboisai. Shame call Israel, really. Okay, I can feel like I'm waiting my whole life to be here. This is like amazing. You know, like in Hoosiers, when they bring them the chevra into the big gym, and they take the tape measure and measure to the hoop because it's just like so overwhelming. That's how I feel. And Beth Phil was a really big sanctuary. So this is mamash like. Rabbi Freifeld was against establishing such shiurim in the Beis Medrash and Shal Yashuv Bein Hasadarim. Like, guys wanted to like get stuff together, and then Bein Hazmanim, they wanted to like have, you know, shiurim and stuff, and Rabbi Freifeld told them not to. Bein Hasadarim is Bein Hasadarim and Bein Hazmanim is Bein Hazmanim. And if someone has a shi'ifa, if someone has a yearning to develop and become great, so then they'll do it on their own time. Once you start making formal things in the yeshiva, it'll become an expected, so to speak, level of participation. And it wouldn't create the environment or the opportunity for people to be self-motivated. So, being here, all of us, being here in this in such a place is really, I think an expression of that idea educationally is that this is self-motivated. This is something that's being done outside the context of the formal confines of yeshiva, and something that I feel very, very humbled and very honored to be a part of such a gathering of Bnei Aliyah. And he writes on that we should be zocha to gather together wherever we are, bein hazman and bein hasadarim, during seder, during the zman, and should always come from an authentic place of motivation. Should always come from a place of pnimius, and we should be zocha to have a chazan back soon, bari v'shalem, and continue to grow together, striving to be bnei aliyah in all that we do. So this Pesach teaches that that these weeks are very special. That the Parshas Bo, we're reading about Yitzias Mitzrayim, expresses the Kedusha of Pesach. Parshas Beshalach, where we were just holding, is the Kedusha of Shvi Shal Pesach. And this coming week, Shabbos Parshas Yisro, is the Kedusha of Matan Torah. So one could say, perhaps, that the intermediary days, the days between Shabbos B'Shalach and Shabbos Yisro, might be me'ain the days of Sfira, on some level. Doesn't mean you can't play live music, but what it does mean, maybe, following this way of thinking of the Ishbitzer, is that there's a special opportunity here to be metakein the pagam of the Taminim of Rabbi Akiva, shalonogu kavod zeh bazeh, to prepare ourselves for Kabbalah Satorah this coming Shabbos. And Bezer Anpin, on a micro level, wherever we're holding in our lives, to prepare ourselves for a Kabbalah Satorah, Besimcha V'Pnimius, through Dibuk Chaveru, through strengthening the bonds of friendship and interacting together in such a way that reflects the Kedusha Sazman of between Beshalach and Yisro. Gemara Brachos tells us that Eina Torah Niknes, Elba Chabura, the ideal way to acquire Torah, really the only way to truly acquire Torah, at least a certain chelak in Torah, is in the context of a group of people, the chabura. We were talking on Shabbos that this tension between going at it alone and being one's own person, doing one's own thing, being an individual, developing a sense of singing one's own song, like Adam Peretz was talking on Shabbos, and at the same time, being a part of a tzibur is expressed very much in Kriyas Yamsuch. Kriyas Yamsuch. V'yelchu b'nei Yisrael b'socha yam b'yabasha. The Klal Yisrael went through the waters of Yamsuch. V'yididim hevarta establishing this level of yedidus with Hashem, drawing close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, besoch hayam, like tunnels. And Chazal tell us that there wasn't just one tunnel that they went through besoch hayam, but that the water stood miminam, smolam, and that Yidden were walking, each with their own shevet, 12 shvatim, and 12 concentric half circles through the water, each with their own shevet, each on their own path. And Svasemas points out that it specifically goes through the trouble of pointing out the walls were clear and that they're able to see each other. They shouldn't be afraid that maybe some Jews got left in Mitzrayim, but also that they should see that it's not just one way, that there's lots of different ways to leave Mitzrayim. And that we're all leaving Mitzrayim, we're all going through Yam Suf. And it's something that we're doing together, but we're on our own individual path. And they're able to see to their left, miminam and mismolam, to their right. It's strange, because if someone was all the way in the right extreme, or someone was all the way in the left extreme, they're still able to see miminam and mismolam, kevyachol, that there was all of Klal Yisrael going. They're going together in their own way. It's very much also reflected in the Medrash describing Kabbalah Satorah. That not in Torah, the experience of Am Yisrael receiving the spiritual sustenance and lifeline of the Torah, Kedosha, at Mount Sinai, is very much parallel to the way we receive the man, this Pesach Shabbos. That just like a Yid who took the man, who ate the man in the wilderness, was sustained according to their own nutritional needs and according to their own taste. For example, if someone likes cheese, the man would it be a big bowl of Wacky Mac. Vavain. Everyone according to their own nutritional needs and according to their own. A young man, for a child, it'd be a formula that's enriched with riboflavin. For someone who's older, perhaps with tapioca. And for a 33-year-old man, it might be just like a lot of Yushalmi Kugel and whiskey, and herring. Or whatever, went according to their own needs. And when the Torah came down, the Medrash tells us that young and old, every single person, man, woman, and child, heard the revelation and received the revelation in the way that was exactly speaking to them, addressing their own spiritual needs, their own spiritual struggles. Ish echad, b'lev echad, one person with one heart, everyone was together, but everyone was very much receiving the Torah in their own personal way. This is an example of kinyan HaTorah b'chabura, receiving the Torah altogether. Chabura, a group of people bound together, doesn't mean that everyone's davening the same nusach. It doesn't mean that everyone is dressing the same, thinking the same, and acting the same. Maybe it could be. It could be external uniformity. It could be that there's some type of conformity in terms of appearance, a similar sprach, a similar way of speaking, but it doesn't have to be. So being here for this week between B'Shalach and Yisrael, between the Kedusha of Yitzias Mitzrayim of Shri Shal Pesach and the Kedusha of receiving the Torah, doing it b'chabura in a way that embraces difference, that respects individuality, and in the context of being noeg kavod zeh bazeh, something very, very beautiful. The Gemara in Sukkah tells us, Daf Nun Beis, regarding the Yetzer Hara, im paga b'cha manuvel zeh, if that manuvel, if this entity is coming after you, coming to hurt you, coming to inflict some type of damage or interference, running some kind of interference, paga b'cha manuvel zeh, shechei lebeis ha-medrash, drag him to the beis ha-medrash, schlep him in. I always wondered, this is the first time that I learned this Gemara when I was in YU, we were learning Sukkah, and we're learning B'tiyah Seder at night. I don't know where we got to it. And like, thank God, it was like a breath of prayer. Like, oh. Well, it was just like 2 weeks on that, like, there was like 4 lines. Like, we're so excited. I'm like, oh, we made a field trip to the library, looking stuff up. So we saw a teaching in the name of one of the students of the Baal Shem Tov, Shechayu Lebeis HaMedrash, In Paga B'cha Menuval Zeh, if this manuvel, if the Yetzer Hara comes to get you in the dorm room, in the office cubicle, by the refrigerator, late at night, on the internet, with other friends, or in Madison Square Garden perhaps, wherever this manuvel, this Yetzer Hara comes to, I'm sorry, wherever this manuvel comes to get us, so the answer is, The antidote is Meshichei LeBeis HaMedrash, drag him to the Beis HaMedrash. Why not just take out a pocket Mishnayos right there? Why not put on the iPod and listen to Rav Shor on the spot? Or quickly like run to the mikveh? Why not just take a beeline to Dumbrook and just hop in that mikveh? Or run to the forest and bang one's fists against the ground and scream out to Hashem, help me, help me? Impaga b'chama novel zem, Meshichei LeBeis HaMedrash. Because in the Beis Medrash you'll find chevra. Because in the Beis Medrash there'll be people there who you can lean on, we can do it together with. In the Beis Medrash we'll be able to be kona Torah b'chabura. And sometimes just sitting together with a group of friends, having a coffee, or machin mishmet in the driveway, sitting down and just like talking about setlist. Mamash. Sometimes just interacting together is enough to neutralize the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara sees that there are two Jews who are like respecting each other and greeting each other, smiling at each other, being connected. He says, okay, there's nothing I could do over here. Meshichei LeBeis HaMedrash, it's not enough just to learn. It's not enough to do Jewish things. To do it in the context of Chaburu, to do it in the place of a Beis Medrash. It's the Morei Naim, in our parsha, you see it on the sheet before you. The Morei Naim brings the same Gemara and asks the same question. And a couple lines down there in the Morei Naim. V'lo amru stam mishichei lo divrei Torah. The Gemara doesn't say just neutralize it with divrei Torah. Malim lo meid beveis hamedrash of makam acher. Why do we need to? What's the difference? I'm learning here. I'm learning somewhere else. I could learn at the kitchen table. Chafetz Chaim already says that the great downfall of kaveit in the Torah sometimes starts when a person says, "I'm just going to sit down after the suit. I'll sit and learn here by myself. I sit on the couch. I'll learn by myself. Why can't I just learn anywhere?" Ach kivono bazen explains a little bit of a different answer. The kavana in this is shatorah shabal penikra medrash chachamim shadarshu chazal biyud gimel midas metorah shvichtav. Beis hamedrash implies that it's not just about stam learning, taking a sefer, opening it up, perusing, looking through a little bit, like you know, a little bit here, a little bit there. Looking for a good vart, kind of fishing for a good story. And a lot of times, like people like get to speak and say, "I'm not speaking to you. I'm speaking to myself." And if you want, you could listen. Generally, these days, and I feel like I'm not speaking to myself at all. The stuff we're talking about, but here I feel like, legitimately, I feel like I'm. When I read this piece, I felt like very much that this is like the story of my life. Beis HaMedrash implies that Chernobyl Maggid explaining something a little bit different. The Midrash implies learning Torah with depth. Engaging, interacting with the principles of the Yid Gamal Midos Shatorah Nidrashas Bayam that we say, or that is said every morning in Rabbi Shmuel Omer. Why is that part of our davening, Bechlal? It's a funny keta to throw in there. But if we understand the role of Talmud Torah, and specifically Talmud Torah be'iyun, Talmud Torah in a way that's humbling, in a way that engages all the senses, sitting with a chavrusa or sitting with a chabura, and learning something outside of our comfort zone, with these yud gimel midas, shatorah nedrashas bayam, kal vachomer, gzeir shav, etc. So we understand that this is the whole kiyum, this is the whole reason Hashem put us in the world, is to humble ourselves, to be makabel ol malchut shamayim. To receive godliness specifically in that place, like literally on the level of Matan Torah. Then you give me the Shatorah and Dreshes for him, etc. Well, Zeh Amru Mishichei LeBeis HaMedrash. This is what the Gemara is saying, that when we feel engaged by the Yetzer Hara, which all of us do, hopefully there's a little libido, hopefully there's some blood pumping through the veins, hopefully we're all challenged, we're feeling challenged in every area of our spiritual existence. So that's what it means, Meshichei LeBeis HaMedrash. Latzol Amar LePnimius HaMedrash. To learn in depth, the inside, not just to kind of peruse through and hang out on the surface. Kind of just take a little from here and a little from there. But to get into it, to go deep with it. To get into the depth of the Torah. To learn the letters of the Torah. I don't think this just means in terms of the Kabbalah and the secrets of Torah and the Razei Torah and the Nister of the Osios, but to get into understanding who's learning Osios these days. So it's going to be Kabbalim, and there are those who are looking carefully what the Girs of a Rambam is. Why is the Rambam saying something over here and something different over there? What's the difference between Rashi, the Sheet of Rashi, and understanding of Tosfos? Sometimes we're finagling over a word, over a letter, over a tense. When we're doing that, we're not just like, it's not just semantics. We're not just dancing around the ring, trying to show our mental gymnastics, and show how smart we are, and just dray around with pilpulim. What we're trying to do is unlock the kedusha of Torah by going into the pnimius of the osios, of the letters. Ki heichal Hashem heima, v'Hashem yisbarach shochem besocham. To truly draw close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it has to be in the context of serious Talmud Torah. It has to be in the context of going into a place sometimes out of our comfort zone. And for that we need a chavrusa. If you want to go, if you want to swim, if you want to play around in the shallow waters, it's fine if you play around in the shallow waters. But if you want to go in the deep, you need to have a buddy. You need to be able to go b'chabura. None of us want to be superficial people. None of us want to be chitzoni, as Dika mentioned. We want to be people who are connected to the depth of Torah. They connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a real way. To the Pnimius. It's the continuation of the Gemara. That if the Yetzirah takes the form of a stone, going to a place, a Beis HaMedrash, and here the Mori Naim explains that going to a Beis HaMedrash with friends, with Chevra, with Chabura, with a Magid Shir, or even if it's a virtual Magid Shir, listen to a Shir when I was studying for Yerodea, so I wasn't in YU. I wasn't part of a formal part of the yeshiva. I was teaching in Frisch, and I was going to graduate school, and I was listening to Rav Miller's Yerodea tapes. Are both saying. Listening to Rav Miller's tapes. The first couple I was like sat and listened to, like in our apartment, and I realized like it's just that it can't go like this. It doesn't go like this. I was doing fine. It can't go like this. So I had to go to Grusvedine in Staten Island. And they had an excellent coffee room there, and a hot mikvah all the time. And it was like Staten Island, and the other side, it was like not, Staten Island. I sit there and listen to the tapes, just to be in the context of around people. It wasn't ideal, but in that non-ideal place, at least I wanted to be around people. I could speak to there's a couple of young avreichim there, just to speak to them a little in it, to like interact, go back and forth a little. The way the Gemara describes the Yetzer Hara, if it comes in the form of an Evan, so being the Chabura, being in the context of a Beis HaMedrash, of getting into things, of it can shatter the stone like a hammer. And if it comes like metal, so then we can knock it away with Limud HaTorah. But it has to be Limud HaTorah where all of our senses are engaged. Limud HaTorah with all of our intellect, and with all of our heart, with our passion, with all of our kochos hanefesh. He continues over here talking about Dog and Achitofel, which is because of a kitzer. I feel I really have to go to the airport. But the problem here is that the Yetzer Hara is only able to take root because how do we understand the fact that Chazal tell us that when a person is struggling with emuna or a person is struggling in their avoda, so they should learn Torah. And the Torah will strengthen them and draw them close. And the Morshaba Machzir Lamutav. And even if a person looks like on the outside, it's not happening. Still, the inner light of the Torah will bring them close. So the Chovas Lamidim, the Pisetzner, asks, but we know plenty of people who learn Torah and Yeshiva and sit in a Beis Medrash for years and years and years and years. And yet, you see the choices that they make in life, choices we make in life, often don't reflect the fact that we're emerging from an environment of Torah. How can it be? I'm a worshiper of Machzir Lamutav. How do this person learn Masechtos? This person learn Svarim? This person sat in Musa Shmuzin? This person listened to Shurim Pan Shurim? He has so many notebooks full of Kedusha Torah and Divrei Torah. How can it be that that's not affecting their life? So in the Chovas Talmidim, we all learned it, and we should all review it. It's when the head and the heart are disconnected, when we learn in a superficial way, when the Torah is coming into our head and our head is getting very, very big, filled with ideas, but it's not something which we're taking into our pnimius. When we're learning Torah, and it's like, you know, a mental exercise, an intellectual exercise, or we're learning Torah so we'll be able to, like, say over something impressive, so we could be able to present ourselves as B'nai Torah, because we're not attaching to the light, not attaching to Hashem Yisparach inside the words. Because there's so much light and there's so much Kedusha in those letters, whether it's a Rambam or a Gemara or Rashi or Tosfos, or it's learning a Lekach V'Alibav or Munas Itecha, or the Shmuzim from Rav Tzvi Meir, or the Nesiv Shalom, or any of the other tzaddikim that we're learning. Any of the Svarmulu, we have to learn them b'pnimi. So we have to learn them in a way which is a b'china of tefillah, to try to internalize them, to take them in deeply. Because in paga b'chal manuvel zeh, mishicheyu, to draw him close, bring him in. But base ha-medrash, to a place of midrash, of working, of striving, of going deep. The Rosh Hashiva of Itamar, of Idels, a couple paragraphs here about the chashivas, the important role that learning Gemara specifically plays in our development as B'nai Torah, and our goal of drawing close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Without really going through all of it right now, explains, you know, it's not so simple. Specifically as yeshiva, where there are boys from, you know, ninth grade, and then boys in Beis Medrash after high school, guys who come out of the army, before they're going into the army, people are on different levels. And sometimes it's a little hard to hold cup and to focus. It's hard to focus. And, I mean, at least I know for myself. When I read this Torah from him, I saw myself in it right away. And I said, maybe that's the problem. That when we're learning Gemara, specifically we're learning Torah Shebaal Peh, learning something which requires tremendous focus and investment, and requires real hachna'ah, real humility, and standing sometimes on the brink of a very vast, confusing darkness of like a place that's completely outside of our comfort zone. So it requires tremendous focus and tremendous kochos hanefesh. And we're involved in a million other things, whether it's, you know, texting and phoning and emailing and twittering and blogging and talking and schmoozing and dating and working and this and that. It's very hard. And things are important. We have to do errands. We have to pick up the cleaners. We have to help our parents get ready for Shabbos. And God willing, we have families. And you have to help your kids with their math homework. And you have to help clean up a little bit. And have people over. And drive carpool. And go to mikveh. And daven shachris. And do this and do that. I mean, there's lots of very important, very noble and holy things that Hashem put us in the world. But all of those things are on the level of interference between really entering into the Gemara and going to a very deep place with the Gemara. I see them myself all the time. All noble things, at least many of them noble things. But even if we put away the meat stick and we throw ourselves into the sugya, still, it can be very, very difficult. But that's what it means to be in a Beis HaMedrash. That's what it means to be working, to be in a place of discomfort, to be in a place of struggle. Specifically there is the Avodas HaLev, the Pnimius of Limud HaTorah. That Lumod Gemara Zeliot Mechubar LeLev Libo Shel Limud HaTorah. And he explains here a little bit further. That to learn Gemara, to learn a Masechta, learning Bikurim here in Stolol this month, this Bein HaZman, the Stolol HaZman. I mean, they say there's no Bein HaZman, in our Gemara says no Bein HaZman, whatever. Fine, this is not Bein HaZman, it's Bein HaSemesterim. Let's be honest here, what we're holding. Learning Bikurim. How on earth learning Bikurim? It gets like totally nuts. You know, it's almost as nuts as learning Talmud during Bein HaSemesterim. But that's Lev Libo. That's the heart of our relationship with Hashem. The heart of our relationship with Hashem is running to the Beis HaMedrash, running to a place of work, of struggle, of toil in Torah, toil in learning. the Yud Gimel Midos Shatara Nedreshes Bayim Kal D'Chomer Gzeres Shava that we're learning. And we're learning Be'ion, our Ma'or, the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachim, Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachim B'Chanum. Every time that we're engaging a different faculty in Liman HaTorah, we're awakening the 13 divine, the 13 different aspects of the divine coming into the world in a very strong way through our grappling and smashing apart these rocks and metal of Yetzirah and getting into the Pnimius of the Osios. This is what's keeping the world going. This is what's illuminating the world. And specifically during the month of Shvat, when Moshe Rabbeinu began to give over the Mishnah Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu gave over the Torah Shebal Peh, the opportunity that we have to fill the Mazal and Shal Yisrael Deli, to fill up this to fill up our bucket, so to speak, with Chidushei Torah and Torah Shebal Peh, it's something unbelievable. Take a little bit down in this paragraph. It said, you know, there are people who try to like hop in a daf yomi. You know, people are coming from class, running to a shir. People are coming from work, tired at the end of a long day, knowing that when they get home, they have a whole bunch of things they have to do. People are coming in the middle of all different things, coming from all different places. It's very hard to completely attach ourselves to our limud haTorah. Said whether a person is a high school student or a college student, a person's working, married, a family, regardless of where a person's holding, I'm a shut of lekulam yirat shemayim. What binds us is a desire to be completely conscious and aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that kesher with Hashem, that ultimate level of Yirat Shemayim, Rebidos explains, is only possible when a person attaches themselves to Limud HaTorah B'Iyun with a seriousness. Yesh Keilu Shemotzim Zos B'Zbodudus Bayar. Some people feel inspired running to the forest to do Zbodudus. Yesh B'Zvaduyos Chasidus. Some people making Hizvadus. Yesh Acherim, and there are other people. I mean, I heard Yoter Lutvakim Benafsham. I heard that there are people in the world who really do get a geshmak from learning Gemara Be'iyun. Shemichabrim Derech Haotzma Sheyesh BeGemara. Valitim Belish Hazeh Muvan BaSeichel. Mishemitchaber Yodea. There are people who, like, for them learning Gemara, it's exciting right off the bat. Or learning Halacha. And I was talking this summer, like, to give a shir called Adventures in Aruch Hashulchan. Just to try to, like, you know, for myself, to enliven the study of those areas which are somewhat unnatural for an agadic soul to enter into the halachic realm, to go from one side of the brain to the other, or to travel from the heart to the head and try to be mechaber those two places. You know, maybe hein, this is what it means to be Yerushalayim. This is what it means to be an Eved Hashem. That Hisvados is important and the Zvodudus is important, saying L'chaim is important, we should do all of those things. But to overcome our fear of discomfort, our fear of failure, our fear of not knowing, of not understanding, of feeling frustrated, maybe it's that feeling of being overwhelmed sometimes, looking at a sugya. I just looked through the Rosh Tolos Kuntras on Bikurim, and I got this feeling of like, okay, going home today. You know, thank God, I have a great sefer on the chalav from the Ravan, burning on the flame. You know, for many of us also, there's this sense of fear, like, oh my God, this is going to be so, like, to really get this is going to take tremendous work. But that's where the hiskashrus that Hashem takes. But that's where it comes from. That's where it comes from. What are we doing it for? To have a hisvados and sit and eat a little kugel and beer. Meaning, it's the best thing in the world. There's nothing. I mean, there are a few things that are better than that. To go out and speak to Hashem, you know, it's also a little scary sometimes. And once a person gets into a groove with that, there's nothing more empowering. Take a mikvah, there's an instant jolt. But it's specifically in learning where we have to invest and invest and invest over and over again. And Chazer, again and again and again. I just heard in Shabbos that Pinchas Hirschsprung, Zatzal. Rav Hirschsprung learned Erevin 602 times in his life. So I asked him, like, you know, between time 567 and 568. So, like, what was going on there, you know? Like, he could tell you, Rav Hirschsprung would be able to tell you, like, how many times the Sheif Shmaitza mentions the Chinuch. I can tell you how many times the Tosus written, the Choros, you know, quotes from, like, from Nadar. How many times he quotes from Bava Metzia? Like, you tell me that without having to think about it. In other words, it's completely, like, I mean, it's completely not normal. So, like, what happened there between the 567th time that he learned Erevin to the 568th time that he learned Erevin? I mean, while you were walking from the kitchen to the living room, however it worked. I mean, you know, sometimes it's a little serious. He said, when a person learns, how could you not find chidushim? When a person invests themselves in learning and puts themselves into their limud, how could it not be something new? He didn't even understand the question. That's the level that I want to strive for. B'nigud l'chiburim derech hergesh. As opposed to different ways of drawing close to Hashem that are connected to emotions, to feelings, shetovim hem, which are good. Achlo tvach aroch, ayin, what the Rav Shor said this summer, that really crazy thing he said about no one ever went from a kumzitz and ran to take a gemara. Achibur l'gemara yotzer kesher amok yatziv amiti. There's something authentic, it's coming from inside. It's coming from a place of building up in an authentic way, just like the learning that takes place bein asdarim bein hazmanim, just like that learning that takes place in a self-motivated way, when a person goes outside of their, you know, what's expected of them and what they have to do, and goes to a place of like, you know, their comfort, like their discomfort place. I mean, it's much. I mean, to daven later and to hang out a little bit and to chill out a little bit more and to whatever, you know, it's a little bit easier. It's a little bit more of an instant geschmack. So when we're learning Gemara, you know, for those of us who are more of a natiya toward hergish, there's a total hachnan kabbalas ol Hashem. There's a total, you know, how could that not be pneumistic? How could that not be something which draws us close and helps us achieve an aware dveikus b'Hashem? Now, Rav Nosson Vachtvogel Zatzal, the Mashkech of Lakewood, so this in a kunshus that Rav Matzia Salman wrote, but often to cry, what does it mean, Shalom Berchu Batara Tchila, that they didn't bench on, that they didn't make a Berchus HaTorah, and that caused the Churban Bais, what does that mean? They didn't value the Torah. And everyone quotes that famous Ron and Adarim. I don't know, I've never seen the Ron and Adarim, but I've seen everyone quote the famous Ron and Adarim a lot of times. That they didn't appreciate the Torah, that they didn't value what the Torah was. Shalabarichu b'Torah t'chila, that they didn't see that the Torah was something which was so central, something that was geschmack, that needed to be have a bracha made over it. Rav Nosson Vachtvogel, Mashkiach, explained, the problem is, Shalabarichu b'Torah t'chila, as I have been the Torah from the Nosein Torah. What's up, Shmat? As I have been upgerissen the Torah from the Nosein Torah. Is that sometimes we separate the Torah from the one who gave the Torah? In other words, like we get stuck in like the vorts and the ideas and for maybe the pilpul and the intellectual side, and we get stuck in what we're looking for to try to like be able to say over, or what we think we need to like get out of this learning. That we separate, it's like we take away the Torah from the Nosein HaTorah. Haray, the reason why we learn Torah is to draw close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whether it's something which is, so to speak, relevant and practical, like learning the halachas of Netilas Yadayim, or it's learning, you know, Bikurim, which are going to be very relevant. Besides that, it's Tu B'Shvat. But the whole point of learning Torah is not necessarily to feel Gishmak about it. The point of the Torah is to connect these osios, these words, these letters, these notions, these ideas, these different ways to the Nosein HaTorah, to draw close to HaKadosh Baruch. That's what's happening when we come out of our comfort zone a little bit and invest ourselves in learning. There's when I was in JYP years ago, I remember there was a book that there was a woman planning a bat mitzvah, and the privilege of like being part of that a mitzvah. And Davidel has had that amazing experience. There's something so amazing about it. Adam Peretz is doing there, but you know they're planning this bat mitzvah. So, you know, they asked me for like a reading list, so I was like, I'll get it to you. You know, I don't need a reading list now for bat mitzvah. So I went to on Cedar Lane. I went, there used to be a Judaica store in Englewood also. I went there and I was looking around, looking through the Sfarim area that's not usually holding. There's a book called Putting God on the Guest List. That people spend so much time, the premise of the whole book was that we spend so much time on the food and on the colors and on the theme and on trying to get Celine Dion to come sing at the Bat Mitzvah, all the octaves that are involved in that, or, getting all these different, schmaltzy things to create this beautiful Bat Mitzvah, but don't forget to put God on the guest list. I feel like sometimes it's important to remind ourselves of that also. Is that as much as it's important to learn, and the Sfarim that we're learning, Dafka, the Sfarim that we're learning, the Tzimar and the Lekach Halibovs and all the Sichas and the Luktimorans and all the different Torahs that we're learning, we have to remember all the things. Hold on. It's not just about like getting high and getting a shmak and like feeling charged. It's about the Ribono Shel Olam. It's about Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's about Hashem, It's like the Torah of the missing horse from Avarmi. You can't forget that there's a God in the world. You can't forget that the way that Hashem tells us Himself to draw close, if you want to know me, if you want to be close to me, if you want to be davuk to me, be intimate to me, so mishichei lebeis hamedrash, be with chevra, learn Torah b'chabura, respect each other, learn together, but also beis hamedrash, get into it, darsh, get in there, just get dirty in there, get brutal. Say that, famously, Yiddish Kaddish would say that if you only have time before davening to take a mikveh or to sit and learn, just sit and learn, begin. But say, but what about the tahara of a mikveh? So the Yiddish Kaddish would say that if you sit and learn even properly before davening, your payas will be wet also. Ayin shamish, a payas that should be wet before davening. Anyways, I feel like I'm preaching to the choir and preaching to the preachers. Lamaisa, in terms of movements or entities in Klal Yisrael, in our generation, there are few that are as significant, as important as Stola. What's happening? I mean it. So what's happening in our chevra and in chevras across the world? Ramosh Tzvi and I were talking about it yesterday. Little pockets of groups of people who are just saying, like, we want to do it, we want to do it for real, we want to connect, we want to learn, we want to grow, we want to be Bnei Aliyah, we want to do this in a big way. Whatever happens after that, already, but that these little pockets of desire, of yearning that are popping up around the world and around the Jewish community represents a revolutionary force. It represents something unbelievable. And if I didn't have a flight, I'd say that we should have like a hisvados now for the yahrzeit of Martin Luther King, talk about what it means to lead a people, what it means to like change the way society thinks, to change the way a culture views themselves and the other, to think about what it means to overcome obstacles and to be able to change the status quo in a community, in a country, in a way that seems like insurmountable. But hin at dvarim, this is what's happening. Rav Machlis often quotes the from our parsha, the same way that Tzav Vazir is, that the Pesetzner writes in his diary. Rav Weinberger always points out also about why people like roller coasters and horror movies, because we need to feel, we need to be engaged, we need to have emotion. So Rav Machlis writes, an unbelievable thing. What happened by Chayta Egel? That the women by Chayta Egel, they did everything right, but by the men, it was like they experienced all these incredible nisim and all this incredible clarity of godliness, and then ran to go to Chayta Egel. But the women didn't. What did the women have? What secret did the women have that the men just didn't? Explains from our parsha that it all comes down. Vatikach Miriam Hanaviah, that Miriam Hanaviah, after Az Yashir saw this incredible clarity at Yam Suf, saw this unbelievable Yad Hashem, saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed in such a real way, and she got all the women together, took a tambourine, and they danced, and they sang, and they made Leibedik. And Rav Machlis said that if you dance and sing at the right time, for the right reason, if you express emotion and celebrate in the right context, in the right way, so then there's no reason to go after a golden calf. That's what's happening over here. So sing, dance, sit together, go to the forest together, go to the mikvah, make l'chaim, eat apples and bananas with Rabbi Reichman, enjoy Beis Friedman, enjoy the time together. Cut loose a little bit, chill out, relax, but also learn. Also throw yourselves into this limud of Bikurim with everything that you have. With everything you have. Hopefully this shouldn't be posted on YU Torah. So be able to follow along and learn along with you. Then I'll be learning Zvachim and Bikurim in the same week, and that would be nuts. My wife will be very concerned. She thinks I really got messed up on Shabbos recharge, I totally went, going through a midlife crisis and whatever. And this mamash would be cause to go to a therapist. We learn Bikurim and Zvachim at the same time, But let's dance by Az Yashir. Let's make Freilich by Az Yashir. Let's do our best to celebrate the opportunity that we have for Dibuk Chaverim, to celebrate this historic and revolutionary opportunity of being Moshech, the Yetzer Hara, and all the Gelulim and all the idolatry of the Jewish world and the outside world, to schlep it into our base medrash here, into this place, into this basement, to schlep it in here, to literally stamp on it in our Rikudim, to daven like Yidden, to dance like Yidden, to learn Be'ilin like Yidden, to also eat kugel like Yidden, to also eat bananas on Tu B'Shvat like Yidden, to do everything that we need to do, but to do it in the context of Chabura, and to do it in the context of Medrash, with everything that we have, so that we're able to attach to the Lev Libo Shalim Ra Torah, to the heart of Torah, to the primius of what it means to be a Jew. Shvi Zocha that this gathering brings a Yeshua to all those who need it. Befrat Tarchazin and B'Shem Kol Yisrael, to every single Jew wherever they are, anyone in the world who needs Yeshua, we should include them in our learning. We should have them in mind in our relaxing, in our Dibuk Chaverim, in our hanging out, in our eating of breakfast, in our morning seder and afternoon shiur, and everything that we're doing should be done B'Shem Kol Yisrael, B'Shem Stol Yisrael, so that we be able to bind ourselves to the collective of the Jewish people. Ultimately, to bind ourselves to Kodesh Baruch Hu Shechinte, we should be Zocha Mamish to be bringing Bikurim ready in Eretz Yisrael all together. Thank you very much. Zachariyut. Sefer Torah Fund is still accepting.